That's it, Donna. Now you crack the left side. Now crack the right side. There you go. Now you're cracking. Donna, you have talented fingers. You could do a neck-cracking concert at Carnegie Hall.
Why are you so tense this morning, Fred? Didn't you sleep well?
No. I watched the Late Late Show, and I had a nightmare and got this crick.
Oh, why? What was on?
Dracula. Bela Lugosi, he was circling all around my room, and I kept jerking my neck out the way. Ain't no mark there, is it?
You really had a nightmare, didn't you, Fred?
Yeah. First thing that scared me, I thought he might try to nibble my neck. And second thing that scared me, I thought I might like it. But I'm sure glad you came by, honey.
Nothing's too good for my fiancé. Mm. Of course, that was just for medicinal purposes.
Well, listen, can you refill that prescription on the lips?
Fred, it's only 8 o'clock in the morning.
Well, the clock of love has no hands.
You're real romantic, aren't you?
Yeah, see, my lips are rated X, but we over 18.
Oh, good morning, Lamont.
Good morning, son.
Sorry for interrupting, but I didn't think you'd have company this early in the morning.
Well, I asked Donna to come by because I had this crick.
In your lips?
Oh, shit.
You are feeling better now, Fred?
Oh, yeah, I feel fine. See?
That's terrific, Pop. Now you can pose for police pictures.
Well, I've got to be going. I've got a patient waiting for me.
Well, thanks a lot, Donna. I sure appreciate you coming by. And listen, I sure wish you had more time so you could do my feet. Because you do feet almost as good as you do necks.
How is she on giblets?
I'll see you tonight, Fred.
All right, Donna. And listen, Donna, to show my appreciation, tonight I'm going to fix a special dinner for us with wine and candlelight.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Lamont.
Crazy about her.
I sure am glad that's over with. The way you two were carrying on, it was like she was going off to war.
No, it's just that when I'm around Donna, my heart says, boogity, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Well, that's because you got sludge in your crankcase.
Say, where you going? You ain't had your breakfast yet.
That's right, because getting your neck cracked was more important than fixing my breakfast, so I'm going down to the diner. And now that you got your neck straightened out, why don't you try straightening out this house?
I will. See, I got new energy. After that massage, I'm ready for the big game.
Play ball.
Yeah, I'm ready for the big game. And it's on now. The dating game. Yeah, Lamont. Yeah, I'm coming. I was getting cleaning up the house.
Good morning, sir. May I speak with the lady of the house?
I'm the lady of the house. I guess this beard fooled you. Can I help you?
Could I interest you in some shortcuts to house cleaning?
Yeah, you can interest me in how to cut house cleaning out altogether. Come right in.
Thank you. My name is Carol Davis, and I represent Nevin's Household Products. I have something here that'll keep you from ever seeing dirt in your house again.
What you got there, blindfolds?
No. Just wait till you see these great products, Mr.
Sanford. Fred Sanford. That's S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period. Come right in there.
Well, thank you. Mr. Sanford, I want you to just look at the steel bristles on this brush. It's just the thing for you.
Are you kidding? How to scrape all the meat off my head?
No, it isn't for your head. It's for floors and carpets.
Oh.
Here's something else that I think you might be interested in.
Say, if that's cockroach killer, you ain't gonna get him up there. Our cockroaches ain't airborne, they infantry.
No, it's a room freshener. Disinfects and deodorizes. Rids your home of noxious odors. It's called Paris in the Spring. Are you familiar with that aroma?
No, I'm more familiar with Chicago's stockyards in the summer.
Are you from Chicago?
No, I'm from St. Louis. But when the wind was wrong, you'd think you was in Chicago.
Well, St. Louis.
Hmm?
I went to high school there. Bashan High.
You went to Bashan? I used to fool around in the hallways there.
Oh. Did you go to Bashan High, too?
No, I just fooled around in the hallways.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it, Mr. Sanford?
Please call me Fred, and I'll call you,
Carol.
Carol, sit down, Carol.
Well, thank you.
How long have you been in this kind of work?
Well, just for the past year. I decided to do it when my husband passed away. I was lonely, so I moved out here to live with my sister, and I took this job.
Oh, then you a doer. See, I like a doer. See, the trouble with most women is they're doers before they get married. Then right after the wedding, they become ditters.
Not me. I was always a doer.
Oh, I can tell that. What's your sign, Carol?
I'm Aries, the ram.
No kidding. I'm Sagittarius, the hunter.
Oh, I better run from the hunter.
Yeah, and I'll chase you back into the woods. Say, Carol, would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, that'd be nice.
The kitchen's right over here.
Okay, but let me make the coffee.
You are an Aries, aren't you? You like to do-do-do, and I like it done-done-done.
Well, you certainly have been successful, haven't you, Fred?
Yeah, I got me a nice little nest egg saved up. And when my nest egg hatches, I'll say just like the airline ads say, I'm Fred. Fly me to Miami.
I know very few men wise enough to plan ahead like that. What's that?
That must be Lamont. It must be lunchtime. I didn't know it was so late.
Oh, good heavens. We've been talking for hours. I really have to be running. It's amazing how time flies when the conversation's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, like sand in the hourglass, so are the days of our life.
Fred, that's very poetic. Did you just make that up?
Oh, no, that's the word that McDonald Carey lives by every day at 12:30, 11:30 Central.
Well, I want to thank you, Fred, for all your hospitality.
Well, it's quite all right. Lamont, this is Carol Davis. She's here, Household Products.
Hi.
How do you do?
Excuse me, I'm going to fix myself a sandwich. Nice meeting you.
Yes. Well, Fred, I really have to be getting back to work, and I want to thank you again for your hospitality.
Hey, well, listen, why don't you come back tonight and then have dinner, and we can talk some more.
Are you sure? That'd be awfully nice.
Well, I'm sure. 7-ish?
Oh, perfect. I usually stop work about 6-ish.
Me too. Give us time to freshen up.
Right.
I won't be too fresh.
Oh, Fred, you are funny. Bye-bye.
Bye. She got a fine brown frame. She looks good to me, but all I like her. Hey, son, I invite her back here to have some dinner with us tonight. Hey, listen here. You know what sign her? She's Aries. She's Aries the ram. And I'm Sagittarius. That makes us compatible.
That's going to be some compatible dinner tonight with a ram and a barracuda at the same table.
What?
Don't you remember, Pop? You invited Donna for dinner tonight.
Gee whiz. What? That was stupid, but I better go tell her.
You better call her back.
No, I ain't talking about calling her back. I gotta call Donna.
Call Donna? Hey, who are you gonna call Donna?
I gotta call Donna.
I don't understand you, Pop. I thought you and Donna were engaged.
We are engaged, but tonight I have me another engagement. And besides, this is the best time to call Donna because she's not home and I can leave the message with her answering service.
I don't believe you, man. A woman you just met.
Hello? I'd like to leave a message for Miss Donna Harris. Yeah, sorry. I can't make dinner tonight. Please forgive me. What? Oh, Fred Sanford. That's S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period. Thank you. Bye.
Let me warn you about something, Casanova. Now, at your age, you can't afford to burn the candle at both ends.
In my age, I can afford to burn the candle at both ends, in the middle, round the side, and up the back. So long as the candle burns.
All right. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Listen, Lamont, I'm not married. I still gotta sow some wild oats.
Pop, at your age, you ain't got no wild oats. You got shredded wheat.
Okay, so I got shredded wheat. But I still got a whole lot of snap, crackle, and pop left. She's got a fine brown frame. And I wonder what could be her name. She looked good to me, but all I can see is that fine brown frame.
Hello. Oh, hello, Donna. Oh, no, he can't come to the phone right now. He's upstairs freshening up. He's taking a bath. No, there's nothing wrong. No, I don't know why he can't make it. Would you hold on a second? Hey, Pa. Hello, Donna. That message that was left on your service? Well, it was wrong. It wasn't that Pop couldn't make it for dinner tonight. It was that he couldn't make dinner tonight. You know, fix it. Right. Well, see, what he was wondering is that if you would cook dinner and bring it over here. Well, I'm sure that anything you cook would be just fine. Why don't you surprise him? Right. See you then. Bye. She's got a fine girl.
St. Louis woman with her diamond ring pulls that man around by her apron string. What do you say, son?
No problem.
I wish I could take a picture of that table. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that looks great. Say, Pop, I was wondering, is it all right if I stay and have dinner with you tonight?
What? You know two is coming?
I know, but this is my home, too, and a man's home is his castle.
Well, I'm the king of the castle, and I don't want no prince dummy hanging around here tonight.
Look, I'm not gonna get in your way. What difference will it make?
Look, Lamont, did I ever mess up your chance when you had a date? This is an equal opportunity family, so bye.
Well, I'm not leaving.
Come on now, Lamont. Listen, I went through a lot of expense to make this a romantic evening. I even got some pink champagne chilling in the refrigerator.
You bought champagne?
Well, not really. It's really ginger ale and Ripple. See, I call it Champipple.
Look, all I do is eat, and then I'll leave, okay?
Listen, that's Carol now. Now, listen, you can have one glass of wine, and then you got to go. One glass, because I don't want no stuff. Harris in the spring.
C'est bon. People say that in France.
Good evening, Fred.
What's she doing here? Donna, didn't you get my message?
Yes, I did. Then I talked to Lamont and he cleared everything up. Oh, Fred, I was only too happy to cook. Now you get out of here so I can fix dinner.
Yeah, you fix dinner. I'll fix Lamont. Hey, listen. You tell Donna to come here and fix dinner tonight.
Who, me?
Don't give me that old who, me, innocent stuff. What'd you tell her?
All I said was that...
Dad, there's a whole dinner in the oven.
It is?
Why, yes. Why is that?
Why is that? Well, see, it's because, see, Lamont loves frozen dinners, so I was gonna freeze them.
That's right, but of course it doesn't compare to your cooking, Miss Harris.
Why, thank you, Lamont.
You're welcome.
But would you like to stay for dinner?
Oh, may I?
Well, I'll just set another place.
Thank you very much.
Listen, you know Carol is coming here. What am I gonna do? And it's all your fault.
Who, me?
Don't get that old who, me. Listen, I could get killed in here, and then it'd be nobody and son. Listen, that's Carol now. Listen, you keep down in the kitchen and don't let her come out the kitchen. I take care of Carol. Don't let her come out the kitchen. Oh. Carol. don't mind going out to dinner, do you?
Well, no, but I thought you were going to cook.
Yeah, I did. But, you know, you knew me in town, and I thought I'd show you something in California.
Fred, but don't you need a jacket?
No, well, see, I was going to take you to a Chinese restaurant, and they don't care what you got on it right now.
Hey, Pop, dinner's ready.
Your son says dinner's ready.
It's ready for him, but not for us. Let's go.
Wait, Fred. We better not disappoint your son. We better go in. We can go out on the town another time.
Wait a minute.
Come on, Fred.
Listen, let's go.
Oh, what a lovely table.
Good evening, Miss Davis.
Good evening, Lamont.
Donna Harris, this is Carol Davis. She sells household products.
Working this late?
No. I met Carol this morning. She's from St. Louis. And I want to show her some California hospitality, so I invite her to dinner.
Oh. Well, why didn't you tell me this before, Fred?
Well, Lamont should have told you when he talked to you on the phone.
That's right, Donna. Miss Davis is having dinner with us.
Oh, well, all right. I'll set another place. But I don't think there'll be enough for seconds.
Is she your maid?
No, she's a friend of the family.
If there isn't enough, I could come back another.
Oh, no! There's plenty. Listen, I'm not going to eat much. I just want to watch.
Well, let's sit down, everybody.
Yeah, let's sit down, everybody, so we can start eating and do less talking. Yeah, we'll sit right down here.
Ladies, why don't you sit next to each other?
No, ladies. Donna, you take my favorite seat right here. Then I'll sit right here between the two of you, and I'll make it nice and comfy.
You're welcome.
Did you and Fred know each other back in St. Louis?
Before we start, let us say grace.
But, Pop, we never pray before we eat.
Like my mother always said, it don't hurt none. Dear Lord, we're thankful for what we're about to receive. And protect us eaters, O Lord, from bodily harm. Amen.
Fred, that was very nice. I didn't know you were a religious man.
I was born and raised a Baptist.
And he'll die a Baptist.
Did you and Fred know each other back in St. Louis?
Well, you see...
Listen, you know, I had an uncle who was a Catholic. And I don't know if I told you, and he had water on his knee. That's why he had to give it up.
Did you and Fred know each other back in St. Louis?
No, we just met this morning. But it seems like we're old friends. Right, Fred?
Donna, why don't you put some food in your mouth, and then, while it's still hot.
How do you like living in L.A.?
Well, it's been kind of lonely for me. I didn't really meet any interesting people until I met Fred. It's going to be really nice to have a friend.
Yeah, ain't nothing like having a good friend. You know who my best friend is?
Bubba?
No, Jesus.
This food is delicious, Donna. Isn't it, Miss Davis?
Oh, Carol. Call me Carol. Yes, it's very good. Do you work as a cook?
No, I happen to be a practical nurse.
Yeah, Donna, she's a real angel of mercy.
Then you know Fred in a professional capacity.
A little, but I happen to be his fiancé.
Fiancé? You're engaged?
Yes, didn't he tell you?
No, he didn't.
How come you didn't tell him, Fred?
Well, you can't just come right out and tell somebody everything the first time.
I was here for almost 3 hours.
3 hours? You were here for 3 hours?
Yes. Didn't he tell you?
No, he didn't.
How come you didn't tell her?
Why don't you tell me what you were doing here for 3 hours?
I was providing him with a little genuine female companionship.
Well, isn't that nice? Although I'm surprised that at this stage in his life, Fred still needs a mother figure.
Mother figure? I don't have to sit here and listen to this shrewish woman's insults.
No, Donna's not shrewish. She's Baptist like I am.
Fred, are you going to just sit there and let this woman call your fiancé names? Ask her to leave.
Now, wait a minute, ladies. Calm down. please calm down. Ain't enough trouble in the world with Vietnam and Cambodia and Jersey City?
Fred, I am your fiancé, and I want to know what this woman was doing here for 3 hours.
I just told
you. I want him to tell me. Well, what was she doing here?
Well, let me tell you what she was doing. See, for 3 hours, she was trying to... What did she... She was just showing me... She's showing me her line.
Oh. And I can see you fell for it. Oh, I'm getting out of here. He is all yours, Miss Davis.
No, Donna, wait a
minute. Oh, no. I'm getting out of here, too.
Carol.
You're not passing off this no-good two-timer on me.
Hey.
I guess they didn't hit it off, huh?
Yeah, it's all your fault. Dummy, you. Anna! Donna! Carol! Stop! Carol! Stop! Lamont! Lamont! Son! Lamont! Come get your dessert, son. Come on down, son. I got your pudding. Yeah, I'm gonna be putting this upside your head. Yeah, and when she found out I was from St. Louis, she just invited herself over. You don't think that I'd let some stranger come between us, do you, Donna? No, really, Donna. Listen, I should have told her right away. I should have just put my foot down and told her she couldn't come. Yeah. Yeah, but you know, some people take advantage of you when you're Mr. Nice. Yeah. But I've learned my lesson, honey. I swear I've learned my lesson. See, when a man got you, a woman like you, he don't need to look at another woman. I swear. Thank you, honey. I sure appreciate you forgiving me. What's that? Oh, yeah, well, how about tomorrow night? Chinatown? Okay, honey. Bye.
Well, I hope you'll stop fooling around after this. I still don't know why Donna's gonna take you back.
Because Donna knows she can depend on me.
Now who are you calling?
Shh. Hello, Carol? No, wait a minute, honey. Don't hang up. This is Fred. Don't hang up. I just want to apologize for last night. Yeah, I've learned my lesson, honey. Oh, when can we get together so I can explain? What about tonight? Yeah, I got a whole magnum of champipple.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.